Some area students and researchers from countries covered by that travel ban flew into Logan Airport this afternoon. The travelers were greeted by a cheering crowd holding welcome signs and flowers. The crowd also applauded the crew from Lufthansa Airlines. The passengers have been trying to get to the U.S. since President Trump signed the travel ban order. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us from Logan with more. Could you tell us about the students and how they got back to the U.S. and what specific action Lufthansa Airlines had to take to get them back?
So Lufthansa, Lisa, last night posted on its website that it was going to obey the temporary restraining order issued by the judges in Boston, suspending President Trump's executive order that was keeping students and other people from these seven countries out of the United States. And so all these people started converging on Lufthansa flights. And the first one came in earlier this afternoon from Frankfurt. So far, six people came through on that particular flight. We have four students, three from MIT, one from WPI. We have a researcher affiliated with Harvard because she's going to be studying at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. And then there was a sixth person who is coming here as an immigrant for the first time. And until now, if you had a green card over the last few days, supposedly you could come back to the United States. But in her case, she was coming here to join her husband. And she had all her paperwork to get her green card when she gets here, and she was able to get through.
I understand, Fred, that you got to speak with one of the students who's from Iran. His name is Benham Partapour. What did he tell you?
So he had started out in Tehran and had made his way to Istanbul. But when he got to Istanbul earlier this week, he was not allowed to board a flight that would take him to ultimately to Boston. So he'd been pretty much in limbo. But he was finally allowed through, and he was pretty overjoyed. Let's hear what he had to say.
I feel very good. I lived in Worcester for more than 3 years, so kind of it's my second home. I was worried not to be able to come back to see my friends.
That's great.
I feel very good now.
And you, the treatment.
I feel
you
relieved.
You got
people here are super nice. They are very nice. Yes, I was more than happy to talk to them.
And did you have doubts as you got on the plane last night? Or?
Yes, I had doubts until I arrived to Boston. So.
And so, Lisa, when he says that people here are very nice, what he was talking about was that he was surprised at just how friendly the Boston Customs and Border Protection folks were, you know, and very welcoming to the United States. WPI has been working around the clock to try to get him in. And that's pretty much the case of all the other universities that still have people overseas, Lisa.
So Lufthansa brought all these people that you're talking about to Boston. Why aren't other airlines flying people into the city from these seven countries if there's a restraining order against President Trump's ban?
So it appears to be a different interpretation of the restraining order, right? I just talked to some pilots who came from piloting the British Airways flight. Their understanding is that British Airways is going to wait till this whole situation gets sorted out. But here at Logan Airport, there have been lawyers from the ACLU and private attorneys and the American Immigration Lawyers Association, whose interpretation is that the temporary restraining order, because it suspended President Trump's order, had the effect of making null and void the revocation of all these folks' visas. The State Department had revoked all these people's visas Friday night after President Trump issued his order. And apparently, Lufthansa, we don't quite know how, why yet, Lufthansa has adopted that same interpretation as the attorneys. We can hear a little bit from Carrie Doyle here. She's one of the private attorneys who explains how all this unfolded.
We were telling people, get somewhere, and Iranians can go to Turkey with no visa. So we're like, go there, see if you can get a direct flight, or to Boston. So that's what we were advising people for a few days this week. But then they still weren't being let on airlines. And then we heard that Lufthansa had posted something that they would be willing to board people.
WBUR's Fred Tice speaking to us from Logan Airport. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Lisa.